Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend to you. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along today. Being joined this morning by Mary Yelton and Julia Hoffa, who are with Cradles. Ladies, how you doing?
Fine.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Good to have you with us today. So let's start out with the beginning for folks who don't know. What is Cradles? We know it's in Clay County, but where and what is it?
Sure. Cradles is a family learning ministry, Frank, that began in November of 2014. It's located at two sites, at the First Baptist Church in Brazil and at the Wabash Park Camp and Retreat Center in Clay City.
And what is it you guys actually do?
Sure. We provide developmentally appropriate, high-quality child care for children 6 weeks to 5 years of age while their parents are improving their education. We have parents who are high school students. We have parents who are working on their HSE, high school equivalency exam, which used to be GED. Mm-hmm. We have college parents so they can improve their education and be able to make a better living. And then we also, in Clay City, we do have some full-pay parents, Frank, but our priority is still the parents improving their education. And then when we have extra spots, then they are able to pay full amount. And the parents who are improving their education, their rates are subsidized. We subsidize them, and they also apply for and have to qualify for the state child care vouchers. But there's a wait list, again, for those. Mm-hmm. So it takes a while for people to get on them.
Basically, you'd almost say these are at-risk parents with at-risk kids.
That's very true.
Yeah, some of them are. And some of them are parents that it's just tough for them to pay for child care and pay for go to school and do those kind of things.
So and in this day and age, that's more and more of a problem.
Yes, it's very difficult with the expense of child care.
We're also working with the high schools because mm-hmm. Some of the parents have not finished high school. Right. And the goal is to finish high school, the primary. That's the first goal.
Right.
And
with some of these
folks,
obviously finishing school and taking care of kids.
It's a big job.
It's almost impossible in a lot of cases because if you don't have a place for your kids to go, then you don't go. That's right. Yeah. If they don't go, you don't go.
Right.
So this is a big effort that you guys mm-hmm. are trying to solve this problem, right?
Yes. And some of our parents are single too, so they don't have the support of anybody else. And Frank, this is a solution to break the cycle of poverty.
Right. How do you guys actually come into contact? You mentioned, you know, you do have a little bit of touch with the schools, but how do you come into contact with the folks who really need you the most? Because obviously, if they don't know you exist, then how do you get a hold of them or how do they get a hold of you?
Sure. A lot of it's word of mouth.
Right.
A lot of these kids have dropped out of school maybe for a year, and that's a real hard thing to do, to go back to school, you know, when you're older.
Sure.
And maybe you're just not emotionally ready.
Yeah. Of course, a lot of times, too, you also run into the fact that once you're out of school, it's a lot harder to go back than to just continue. Right. And even if it's tough to continue, mm-hmm. it's still harder to go back once you're out.
You're exactly right, Frank. And Julia's right. The word of mouth is the best way. We also have an organization here in Clay County called System of Care, Step Ahead, Literacy Council, and it's composed of all the organizations and agencies that serve children 0 to 18, mm-hmm. and they meet monthly, so they're very good about referring to from those agencies and organizations to parents.
Are you strictly a Clay County organization, or can folks from anywhere in the Valley get a hold of you and help?
No, we're just Clay County.
Okay.
Right, but others can attend, like if they're working, or some of them are mm-hmm. living here and working in Vigo County, or some live in Vigo and work in Clay. You know, if one of those happens, then we do.
Give us a little bit of a history lesson, because I know some folks maybe in the outlying areas, you know, in other areas besides Clay County that are listening are kind of going, you know, this is kind of a cool idea, and we could kind of use this too. How did you guys get started? Because I know that the battle to get rolling, I mean, everybody has great ideas, but actually putting them into practice and getting something like this started is beyond difficult.
We're still rolling, and we're still learning.
Right.
And in 2014... This came about really years before that, because as teachers, a lot of us are teachers that are working toward this wonderful mm-hmm. opportunity But a sheet of paper was passed around at a retired teachers' meeting saying, this is what is needed. Would you be willing to work toward getting this started? And we had a wonderful lady named Becky Malone that had started one of these in
Newcastle.
And it had been in operation for 15 years, I believe.
Yes.
Wow. And it was very successful there. And then she and her husband were ministers at Clay City Church. Her husband was the minister. And
she really helped.
That's how it got started.
Getting going. And we had family literacy at the Leap Center.
Right.
But it wasn't with the faith-based, with the, you know, and so when Becky came, she really helped us put it together and really add some wonderful parts of it.
And then Clay City was open before we were in Brazil because the need was so great there for child care.
Yes.
And one of the things, too, is the fact that when you're dealing with retired teachers, you guys are kind of uniquely qualified to know just how something like this kind of needs to happen because you understand what these kids really need.
Right.
Yes, and they make wonderful volunteers, too. Julia's one of those volunteers. And we still need more volunteers in Clay City, too. Mm-hmm. We might say that, Frank.
When you talk about the programs, how do you come up? I mean, what kind of programs are we talking about? What do you do? I mean, it's more than child care because anybody, right. I don't mean this to sound bad, but anybody can babysit. But to actually come together with a program that actually benefits and enriches a child, that takes more than just somebody to watch them play with blocks.
We do a lot with playing with blocks.
Yeah. But
we also, structure is very important at school, at Cradles. And if a child does not always have that structure, then their behavior sometimes is not what it should be to be going into the school system.
And the other thing is, too, is that, I mean, not to paint the parents here in a bad light, but obviously they're facing these challenges to try to continue with school.
Right.
These folks are challenged, so they may not, I mean, you obviously want to break this cycle that can very easily develop here of having little kids grow up to be a repeat of problems like their parents had. You don't want them to do that. You want to give them a step up and a step better, so it's really important to do this.
Right.
That's one reason we have the workshops for the parents.
That's what I was going to say.
Because we have workshops on managing money, finances, responsibility, discipline, nutrition. Just endless workshops are available if the parents...
Right. And the parents do participate in the monthly workshops. And then the teachers also attend the trainings. And our teachers, a lot of them, or when they are hired, they either need to already have a child development associate degree or... they are to be working on that. Mm-hmm. And we've got teachers that have some really excellent education. And then we're getting more training. And we're working on Paths to Quality, Frank, which is a rating scale for Indiana to for child care providers.
You guys work with Indiana Department of Child Services? Do you work with them?
Well, Yeah, we've got Casey is our child care resource and referral.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Because I know that you guys, you know, kind of mentioned them a little bit, you know, in some of the paper material that you've got. So I was kind of wondering how, just how you guys interact with them.
If there's a child that we think needs some extra services, then it's up to us to refer them to another agency for those services.
Exactly. Okay.
Exactly. And our children, we might add, too, and our parents have had lots of achievements, Frank. Really proud of it. Children are doing well. The majority of them are at level, their age level or above even too. You know, we do testing and checking for that. And if they're not, then we do have, like Julia's saying, we have first steps in the schools that will help to evaluate them and get services that they need.
So in the short time you guys have been around, I don't know, you'd actually call it graduating for the program, but how many parents have you successfully kind of put through your coursework here and actually... like I said, maybe graduate's not the right word, but actually got them through and kind of got them out on their own into the world and doing what they should be.
Right. Well, we've got a long list. We've had 18 total parents working to improve their education, Frank, and we've had several, I think three or four or five, that have gotten their HSE and gone on for additional training. We've also had, we've got a lot of parents that are employed. And parents that are going on to different degrees and then also working. Some of them work part-time and go to school. So anyway, just lots of and really, you know, and it takes a while, too. It's not a fast process.
A lot of the choices for careers a lot of the mothers have chosen is like CNA training after high school, and then they have gone on to get their BS in nursing, and we have one that is going to be a surgical technician.
Wow.
Which is assisting the doctor in the surgery room.
And those are very high-demand jobs that do tend to generate a pretty good income if you successfully get through the programs and get licensed and everything.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. But some of our parents, a lot of them are still working on that program or even advancing and, like she said, getting further degrees than too.
None of this is free. So how do you guys, how are you funded? How do you cover the expenses that you no doubt incur in trying to run an operation like this?
Well, we try to have a lot of fundraisers, and we've
had
a fish
fry. Yeah,
I mean,
you can only have so many bake sales before you could. You got to come up with some serious money.
Well, we've had a fish fry this year on September 8th. We're having a golf scramble.
Right, we encourage people to participate.
And our community is fabulous about donations. Mm-hmm. The church groups, nonprofit organizations, the churches take a baby crib and put it in their church sanctuary and fill that up for us, and it's wonderful.
And we've gotten some really nice grants and things. Now, some of them are just for improvements, you know, or renovations and that. But and then, of course, and we're in need of donations. We're always in need of donations.
Always,
for sure.
And then, like we said, and grants, the state child care vouchers help then also.
And, of course, getting the parents in touch with the right kind of help they need sometimes is an area where you guys are really important, you know, is making those connections to outside services that will really help them out, like you mentioned some of the classwork and stuff. So that's something that I'm sure you guys are always looking to make contacts with new people out there that can help you out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And we might say, too, Frank, we're at Brazil, they are in need of a site coordinator and of a preschool teacher. So we are looking for those, and they can go to the website. They go to cradlesofclaycounty.com, and there's information, job description, application.
And, of course, the ability to put the needs of the child and the clients above a really large paycheck would help.
Yes.
I just put a little bit of a smile on this. I mean, again, you guys are funded through grants and fundraisers and that kind of stuff, and there's always more need than there is money.
You know,
so anytime anybody that wants to help volunteer, I imagine is a big plus too.
Oh my gosh, yes, they really save us a lot, and they're wonderful.
We are very thankful that the parents can bring the lunches for the kids. They furnish the lunches, but we furnish the snacks, and we furnish a lot of wet wipes. We furnish, you know, all kinds of things that the children need during the day that may
and
not.
The parents do too.
Yeah, and they bring diapers and wet wipes and things like that. But we go through a lot of those things.
I bet you do.
Frank, should we give a phone number to contact?
Sure, by all means. The website's the most important thing for a lot of folks, but phone numbers don't hurt either.
Mm-hmm. Right, 812-878-9073.
Okay. That's it. And again, the website for you guys?
CradlesofClayCounty.com.
Okay.
www.cradlesofclaycounty.com.
And again, we've got two locations. We've got Brazil and Clay City. You know, and I imagine the waiting list probably to get in is probably always long.
Right. Clay City has 26 students right now, our clients.
Yes.
Children, and we have 15.
We have
15.
Which is about what they can each hold because of space.
Yeah.
See, that's pretty much the maximum.
But we never know when, you know, someone's going to leave, you know, or move, and there may be a spot open.
There's got to be some real success stories out there. Is there one in particular that kind of stands out that you think, wow, this is really, you know, I mean, we don't really want to necessarily give a lot of names or anything.
No, we won't.
But is there one really success story that really kind of stands out that you say, this is why we do this, and this is what makes it worthwhile?
Sure. You're exactly right, Frank. Yes, we had a student last year that came in January. She got her HSE, that high school equivalency diploma. And then she got her CNA, Certified Nursing Assistant, and got a job, went to work. And then she started Ivy Tech in the fall and is in nursing. And I believe she's gotten her EMT also, or paramedic already, and then is going further into nursing. So that was pretty fast.
Wow, that is pretty quick. Yeah, and again, without your organization and your help that you provide, she probably would be, and don't take this the wrong way, but she'd be at some minimum wage job somewhere, and don't, like I said, don't take it the wrong way, working in a mini-mart or something the rest of her life.
A fast food.
Trying, mm-hmm. Yeah, or trying to raise a child, and we all know that just doesn't cut it.
No,
it
and that work. You're exactly right, Frank. You're very good. That's exactly what happened.
She has good family support, but they work, you know. Right.
Family support is part of it, but if you don't have the drive yourself,
yes.
Right.
It doesn't matter how much support you've got. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the oomph, your own self, then it's not going to work.
She's very driven. She's got a wonderful little guy that is helping her.
Right, and that's the one we talked about before, too, wasn't it?
Well, that's good. Okay, again, so it's Cradles of Clay County. You're in Brazil and Clay City as well. And again, the website is?
CradlesofClayCounty.com.
Mary Yelton and Julia Hoffa, thanks for being with us today. I'm Frank Rush. Thank you for being with us today. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.